Hey everyone, this is Rachel and welcome to day 14 of our 21 days of prayer. Today we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 2 and Hebrews chapter 13 and talking all about how we can make room for community. Life is a way of pulling us toward busyness, doesn't it? Our schedules fill, our minds can crowd, and without even meaning to, we can drift into living life alone. Yet this was never God's design for us. In fact, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "It is not good for man that man should live alone." This simply isn't just about marriage. It's about the deep human need for companionship, a shared purpose, and spiritual support. Making room for community isn't just a luxury. It's a spiritual discipline. But how often do we treat it like this? Do we really look at it through that lens? In Acts chapter 2, the early church gives us a picture of what life together can look like. It says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking bread and to prayer." Community wasn't just squeezed into the cracks of their lives, it was woven into the rhythm of their days. They devoted themselves to it. And here's the thing, community requires devotion. It's intentional time, open hearts, and a willingness to be known. But if you're like me, that can sound both wonderful and overwhelming at the same time. I mean, I'm already maxed out, right? And I know you are too. But making room for community doesn't always mean adding more to your calendar. Sometimes it means reordering what's already there. It means asking God, "Who have you placed around me that I'm overlooking?" This could look like joining or leading an access group, reaching out to a neighbor you usually pass by, or choosing a coffee with a friend over another night at home with a screen. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 remind us of the importance of showing up for each other. It says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, but encouraging one another." The phrase "not neglecting" implies intentionality. And here's the thing, community rarely thrives by accident. It grows when we make space for it. Yet, community is not only something we receive, it's something that we get to give. When we make space for others, we imitate Christ, and I believe we get to know him better. Jesus was consistently present with people. He welcomed interpretations. He paused for the woman who touched his garment. He ate with sinners. He invited his disciples into both his ministry and his grief. Jesus made room for community even when he was tired or pressed. If the Son of God lived life alongside others, how much more do we need that same rhythm in ours? Today, consider one simple way that you can open your life a little bit more to the people God has placed around you. Community doesn't start with big, grandiose gestures. It starts with small yeses, a text, a prayer, a conversation, a shared meal. And as you make room for community, you'll find yourself living more fully into the life that God has designed for you, connected, supported, and rooted in love. Thank you so much for joining me today. Be sure to come back tomorrow for day 15 of our 21 days of prayer.